Brad, you done now.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
On demand. On demand. On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. It is a great Friday for you. Yes, the second edition of the Friday show is here. Get ready to go for a roller coaster ride, maybe a Schlitterbahn slide shoot straight down. It is the greatest podcast in the history of podcasting. It's the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. What a great show we have for you today. It's been a great week for the Brad Gilmore Show. Starting off with Monday, we have part one of my conversation with the one and only Hash Brown. And then Wednesday, look at that, I need a boom. I'm in that place you want to be. Yeah, girl, I'm talking VIP, you know what I mean? Sorry. Shout out to Chucky Rice. He just text messaged me some lyrics from a 2011 song that he likes. So shout out to you, Chuck. But yeah, so Monday we had the first part of the conversation with Hash Brown, and then Wednesday, his alter ego Jedi Master stepped in for the debut edition of Nerds or Geeks, which we got great reviews from. Thank you for everyone who tuned into that show. And then today on the Friday edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, we have the one and the only Hash Brown back again to talk more about the THEM album Nonpareil. And here's the thing, y'all. He does something so great at the end of the show. He equates every member of THEM, the Houston Elite MCs, a.k.a. them, he equates every member to a professional wrestling superstar. So you got to hear that part of the interview. So great. Speaking of wrestling, tomorrow, Saturday, October the 12th, at the Clear Lakes Sports and Recreation Complex, it's Booker T's Reality of Wrestling. It's going to be a great event for everyone to see. On Saturday, we have so many stars coming in. The Boogeyman's going to be in action. We're going to see the Brothers Lockhart. You're going to see the Mysterious Q take on the one and only Bob Holly, brought in by Stevie Ray. Hardcore Bob Holly will be in the building taking on the Mysterious Q. Really, really great stuff coming your way by way of Reality of Wrestling, which we have a brand new season on the Soul of the South Network. If you get that in your local market, we can check it out on realityofwrestling.com. Soul of the South is like a, I think it's like an African-American centric channel, similar to like a BET type, displaying the soul of the Southern people of the United States, but it is all around. You can get in New York, Philadelphia, Florida. I mean, it's everywhere. I can't even remember everywhere Soul of the South is. I actually try to look that up while I'm talking to y'all. But so many good things coming your way. So Saturday, if you haven't gotten your tickets already for tomorrow, go to realityofwrestling.com, and you can get your tickets there. And we have limited tickets available. Okay, here are the cities, though. We are in Soul of the South. So listen up if you're in any of these cities. We're in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, Salisbury, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, Detroit, Michigan, Monroe, Louisiana, Louisville, Kentucky, Atlanta, Georgia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Jackson, Tennessee, Houston, H-Town, Screwston, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, New York City, New York, Austin, Texas, Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Jackson, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, Beaumont, Texas, Miami, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Dayton, Ohio, Tallahassee, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Little Rock, Arkansas, coming soon to Tampa, Florida, and St. Louis, Missouri. So there you go. If you're in any of these cities that I just listed, you can watch The Reality of Wrestling. Go to ssn.tv for more information, or you can go over to realityofwrestling.com. Speaking of some more wrestling, Monday Night Raw came from Washington, from Brooklyn, New York. this Monday. And it was a great show. I'm not one of those guys who just dogs on wrestling and how bad it is every week. I like the show. It was a great show. But we do have to address a few things. Kathy Lee and Hoda, I think. Kathy Lee Griffin and Hoda, I think is her name. Hoda, is that right? Had a really horrendous segment with Adam Rose, which I didn't like. But there was a lot of great stuff. Dean Ambrose is amazing. He's my favorite wrestler right now, currently on the active WWE roster. He's just so remnant of a Brian Pillman, Stone Cold, Roddy Piper type, which is like three great, great things you can be compared to. Kind of says what he wants, does what he wants. He left Raw to go to Coney Island, and he came back with a hot dog stand. I mean, it's very Austin-like. It's very Pillman-like. Very Piper-like. So shout out to Dean Ambrose for continually entertaining me on WWE television. But I like to say that the greatest segment that Monday night was Lana and Rusev were in the middle of the ring, and they were taunting the Big Show, who tore down the Russian flag the day before. And, you know, they were just cutting, you know, their obligatory we're Russian is superior to America promo, blah, 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 blah. And then Rusev's calling out Big Show. Big Show doesn't come out. And then Rusev goes, "You are cowards. You are all cowards," right? And then he and Lana about to split, leave the ring. And then all of a sudden you hear,
"If you smell what The Rock is cooking."
That's right. You hear the one and only, the people's champ, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, comes out on Monday Night Raw in Brooklyn, New York, completely surprising. No one expected it. No one had any inclination, idea, clue, hint, anything that The Rock was going to be in Brooklyn that night. And he came out to the WWE Universe to a super loud scream. Like, the building, the roof literally blew off. I mean, the pop for him was huge, major, awesome, and The Rock cut some of the greatest promos. One of the greatest promos. Man, I'm choked up a little bit. I'm so excited. I'm about to get the hiccups. Let me get a sip of my Brooklyn. Speaking of Brooklyn, original cherry lime, Ricky sparkling cherry lime Arizona tea. Now I'm better. So The Rock comes out. Major reaction, gets in the ring with Rusev and Lana, and I just got to play a couple of parts, a little small clip of The Rock Monday night on Raw.
Rusev, Lana, right now, we need you to do two things. That's know your role. A.M., The Rock gets up, rolls out of bed in his home in Florida. The Rock gets a little caffeine. He goes right to the gym, starts clanging and banging like a madman. Then The Rock got on a jet, and he flew. The Rock flew to one place, and that place was the Big Apple. Then The Rock jumped on the 4 train and headed right to the Bronx so The Rock could get out. The Rock went to the Bronx so he could get out and show respect to the captain and say, Derek Jeter! And then after he said Derek Jeter, The Rock had one last borough to go to. The Rock crossed a certain iconic bridge. Then The Rock went down Atlantic Avenue. And then The Rock drove right up to the Barclays Center. than The Rock. Walk through those doors. Walk down that ramp. Got in the middle of this ring, the people's ring, in front of the millions of The Rock's fans, so The Rock can proudly say, finally, The Rock has come back to Brooklyn!
Electrifying.
Who do you think you are? Coming in here and interrupting the great Rusev. You need to shut up.
Listen, you American piece of garbage. This is your last warning. Leave now or I will crush you. Is that what you think? You think you're just going to crush The Rock? It doesn't matter what you think.
Enough. Just like the great Vladimir Putin once said, the comrade wolf knows whom to eat. And right now, Rusev is hungry.
And just like the great Jay-Z once said, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am the jabroni beating, pie eating, trail blazing, eyebrow raising. Talking is done, you're out of your class. No sleep till Brooklyn, The Rock whips your ass. If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
I mean, how great was that? I mean, it's The Rock. I left out some of the lines. You know, he told Rusev, you know, The Rock doesn't pull his shorts up to his nipples. You're walking around with a Moscow moose knuckle in your shorts. I mean, he told Lana she dresses like a Soviet streetwalker and that she walks around like she has a bottle of Smirnoff up her Putin. I mean, The Rock is just amazing. And I know that was a long clip, but I just felt like I had to play the whole thing for y'all to understand and realize how great of a moment that was. The Rock was so on. It was just like, you know, back in the Attitude Era, it was his one of his best promos he's had since his return in that 2012 era, or whenever that was, where he first came, 2011, where he first came back after that seven-year absence. So, shout out to The Rock. One more thing before we throw it to our Feature Friday guest mix today, which is once again by the one and only DJ Arsenic. A couple things I want to throw your way, or one thing, really. I read this article today about Red Bull. Now, this is interesting. I want to read the whole thing to y'all about Red Bull, because if you're a Red Bull drinker, if you're an energy drinker, is that what it would be, an energy drinker? This would be something you're really interested in. So let me try to power through this real quick. Red Bull just settled a false advertising lawsuit and now owes everyone who has bought one of their drinks since January 1st, 2002 and October 3rd, 2014, either $10 cash or $15 worth of Red Bull products. Now, here's the thing. Red Bull was sued by drinkers who said that customers were misled by the slogan, Red Bull gives you wings. The plaintiffs claimed that the company's advertised benefits, like increased performance and reaction speed, were false advertising and not backed up with scientific evidence. One of the plaintiffs said despite drinking the product since 2002, he saw no improvement in his athletic performance. According to the lawsuit, such deceptive conduct and practices mean that Red Bull's advertising and marketing is just puffery, it is deceptive and fraudulent and therefore actionable. Despite settling, Red Bull denied any wrongdoing in this statement. Red Bull settled the lawsuit to avoid the cost and distraction of litigation. However, Red Bull maintains that the marketing and labeling have always been true and accurate and denies any wrongdoing or liability. So the good news is, if you want one of these $10 cash refund, or if you want a $15 worth of Red Bull products, you can head over to there's a link online, and I'll put it on the BradJGilmore.com. So make sure you go check out BradJGilmore.com if you want $10 free cash, or if you want $15 worth of Red Bull products. So without further ado, let's throw it over to our guest mix of the day, our Feature Friday mix from DJ Arsenic, and then we'll be back with part two of our interview with Hash Brown.
Lights are blinking, I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. And the lights are blinking, I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking.
Check your ass.
And the lights are blinking. And the lights are blinking, I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't f*** with the big four. Oh, bro, I got to maintain. Cause it like me is going insane.
One, one, two, one, 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 two,
buckle my shoe, yeah, but do hibbity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat. Drum a beat, jump my dribbity, drop the hit. The books get on your walk and spark that old stick. Shit, rats and double jacks, and swiggity smacks the whiz, kid. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick. My waist bones connected to my hip bone, my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my party, ha ha ha. The jibbity jabber, Georgia jabber, that's a funny bone. Skip the Ovaltine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Preferably the taste of me, let's spiggity spark the blood. Dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pay.
Give me timbers, you hit for the hills. I pick the weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, buckle, I'll pulverize my throat. Cause this little piggy gets busy and stuff. A read my dirty heavens to mercy, honky tonk, I get sweat. I caught a stumble up against the smoke, the poker loose flip. I got the nooks, the trend, the nitty gritty 40, no, so on the board, cast away. Hey, where's my poker loop? I'm steaming, echo me. Why is everybody always picking on me? They call me putting pain, and that's my game. You ask me again, and I just tell you the same. Since I'm the poker vegetarian, I'm sick.
Just like you.
DJ Horse.
No worries, peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there is not my concern. You want to die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! I'll go crazy. Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
My woman got me in the air saying sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Music is my heart and soul. My precious thing, don't
turn on. Put me in the mood with my woman. Got me in the air saying sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no fronting, like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangers, body soul snatcher, universal language. It be the light, so open up, this is it. What the?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly or night, it's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Classic.
Just like music, makes the clouds sing.
Another dirty say. You don't need to say it like this.
There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I'll make believe. There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I'll make believe. There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I'll make believe.
What up, motherfuckers? It's Snoop Dogg. I'm trying to figure out how to fuck I'ma do, y'all. Hanging with my homie from the curb, that's Young Q-Ball. Giving me the word on the streets, here's a scoop, y'all. The niggas from the east side are split up. And one of them tried to fuck your shit up. Nah, cuz, don't believe that. That's my nigga for life. I'm out with the bullshit. I'm in with the real shit. I'm at the church doing work, spitting game from the pulpit. Now that's the business. And God is my witness. LBC 213, hell yeah, we in this. LBC 213, hell yeah, we in this. It's so relentless. And all my dogs up against a life sentence. I love y'all like I love no bitch. And that's real shit on some crib shit. Homie, dig this.
There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe.
I don't fool with. I used to have a lot of homeboys I ain't cool with. A lot of people that a nigga went to school with. Happy as hell to see the big dog doing it. But wouldn't none of them believe it though, that I would be bigger than Curtis Blow. I guess he was right, these are the breaks. Despite my mistakes and aches, I'm getting cake. To realize your faith through faith, cause we all gon' get that day. To see if our life was straight and see if we'll be able to walk through them pearly gates. To see the man upstairs. On some real talk, homie, I'm tired of being stuck here. If I could, I would fly to the moon. Y'all probably think I'm tripping off these mushrooms. I know.
There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe. There will be ups and downs, smiles and frowns. Share with me fairy tales I make believe. There will be.
Yeah, love. Brown sugar, about to set it like, yeah, yeah, y'all, yeah, yeah, y'all, yeah, yeah, y'all. Just my mic so I can touch it up right quick. Show me how Brooklyn do, you know what I mean? Listen, yo, let's start it up. Let's get it flowing. Let's make a move. Let's get it going. I know it's feeling like everything you want, don't it? And you've been waiting your whole life for one moment. Well, baby, here it is. You better step to it. I know you ready, right? Then, baby, let's do it. Let's move your neck to it. Put your arms and legs next to it. Then put whatever else is left to it. See, you're all in. Now you about to rock them. Got your focus, man. Now they got a problem. Who you talking to? Son right there. The man in the mirror. I see him quite clear. Do your thing, cat. Yeah, work it out, dog. Open up their minds. Open be up, about yeah. Yours. About silence yours. Everyone who ever tried to doubt yours. Get your mind right. Keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man. Bass, make man. It bounce more. Bounce make more. Them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all. I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy tight. Don't ever take me light. It's Cav Love, y'all. And that's what's up, y'all. I beat game. I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all. So put them up, y'all. Brown sugar, Brooklyn. It's about to jump off.
You got to give it to me. You need to give it to me. You better give it to me, give it to me.
Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like fiends without cook up.
You know you really wanna
give it to me. You better
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me, give it.
Brown sugar, lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. A steady rocking like this.
It's like
one, two, three into the four. That brother Cavi Cav is here, so let him know. It's for my hustlers. It's for my scramblers. It's for my sexy mom. Sexy mom for everybody. Everybody at any party. And watch them rock to it. Bounce and pop to it. This here's hot music. Duke, I'm not losing. You need to stop fooling. I know the game very well, boy. I'm not stupid. Sharp and smart moving. Applying a heart to it. Came here to get the ghetto blocks moving. And after rocking in the porch and backyards moving. Keep it cracking, cause I love the way that y'all do it.
You got to give it to me. You need to give it to me.
You better
give it to me. Give it to me.
Brown sugar, leave the brown sugar. Observe the way how we make it sound. Look up like you got to. You need to. You got to.
DJ Orson.
Give me one more chance.
First things first.
first eye popper, freaks all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get nothing but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heartthrob never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say coochie down to the socks, rings and watch filled with rocks, and my jam not in your Mitsubishi, girls creepy when they see me, now the hoes creep me and they teepee, as I lay down laws like Island Coppin', stop it, if you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it, now tell your friends, Papa hit it, then split it in two, as I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya, I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya, once you grin, I'm in, game begins, first I talk about how I dress is this, and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses, the sex is just immaculate, from the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make, call him, tell him you be home real late, and sing the break, I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. She's sick of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayans. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan. Scheming, don't leave your girl around me. True player for real, ask Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Benz traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke was the best stroke. Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing a song for me, boo?
Like I was a curve, I struck a nerve, and now you're about to see the Southern Flager serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your fucking shine box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sacks, B-I-G-B-O-I, is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
My oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. I will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if in tune it, it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the piece of my pie. Now break a breaker tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
throw your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air. And wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
Every day I sit while my nigga be in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you made the B team, and like your daddy's wife, you made it a coffee. You heard the AT alien, so back the hell up off.
Softly, as if I played piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage, and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air, and wave
and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch your girl, your toes bound to curl. This exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had y'all up early in the morning, moaning. Proper the low, can't stop us. Been a fiend for this, just rockin' made hits. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the middle. I speed it up, straight it up. And I ain't in the hood with my style look. I'm in the telly working up a special rope. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot, cause I can back it up. My left stroke's the death stroke.
I'm got the magic. I know if I get once, I get twice. I get in the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What,
magic, I got the magic. Lil' Kim, not a but I sex so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. Cause my game had you head over heels. Giving the chills, haven't paid my bills. Buying matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, spinning juicy, nope. I'm in the crib, give it. Tonight, Lil' Kim gon' have you in the zone. Girls call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give it goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chumps. When little Kim's around, you don't need it. It's baby, I'm making it hot.
I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
I got the magic. I took your face in it. I know you sprung up in your son. I know you taste it.
Here we go again.
They call me Big L.A., Big Silly, Big Money, Big Billy. When I'm sliding in the mall and you hear me, I be slicing with these bars so you hear me. Let me rip it up for cuz in the back. Let me rip it, get a buzz in your hat. I'ma tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track.
Back.
Yeah, yeah. Some got hopes and dreams, we got ways and means. The supreme dream team, always up with a scheme. From hubcap to selling raps, name your theme. Mirage to the top, floating on the screen. Who the hell wanna stop me? I hated those who doubt me. A million refugees with unlimited warranties. Black Caesar, dating top divas. Diplomatic immunities, no time for a visa. It just begun, I'ma shoot them one by one. Got 5 sides to me, something like a pentagon. Strike with the forces of King Solomon. Letting bygone be bygone and so on and so on. I'ma teach these cats how to live in the ghetto. Keeping it retro, expected from the get-go. Lay low, let my mind shine like a halo. For politics with ghetto senators, yeah, on the D-Lo.
Being a senator behind closed doors, hitting truth to the sea floor. The rich don't north ignore the tug of war while the kids are poor. Open new and better drugstores, so I became hardcore. Couldn't take it no more. I'ma reveal everything, change the law. I find myself walking the streets, trying to find what's really going on in the streets.
Now every dog got a say. Needless to say, when the chief away, that's when the cats wanna play. I told you, dance around you fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a pot of beret. Kick your balls like Pele, pick I'm doing ballet. Peak like Dante, broader than Broadway. Get applause like a matador, cry yelling ole. Who the hell wanna say me from BK to Calais?
Come on,
when you thought it was safe in a common place. Showcase your finances, lose a bass on the horse race. Two phase, getting D-phase out like Scarface. For your roll money, let me put on my screw face.
And I'm paranoid at the things I say, wondering what's the penalty from day to day. I'm hanging out partying with girls that never die. The CEO's picking on the small fries, my campaign telling lies. I was just spreading my love, didn't know my love was the one holding the gun in the glove. Well, it's all good as long as it's understood. It's all together now in the hood. Hey baby, get the bubblegum in this motherfucker's
house.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the doors. But what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking in
love,
sipping on gin and
juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, smoking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money
now
on my
back.
Mind.
I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get yours. But fool, I gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. 80 degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these N.U.T.s, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. B.I. Chuck J.
Rolling down the street, soaking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Rolling down the street, soaking in love, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
And
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, back with Hash Brown slash Jedi Master. He's got a lot of stuff coming up, and the most recent project he's worked on is the Houston Elite MCs album called Nonpareil. We talked about the video he has out now called Shaolin Blow. Hash Brown, tell us more about this album and how it came about.
Oh my gosh. Man, it really started, it started towards the end of the spring of this year, probably like around May. And I was just, I was in a good spot creatively. I really been working on production for some other artists, and, I invited Floss. I invited everybody, like Floss, John, Dustin, all of them, Rob J came by the house, and, we just had a session at the house, made some music. And then I had ideas like maybe we could like drop, you know, do sessions every week, drop a song every week. We were going to do something called Them Thursdays. And that seemed kind of cliche. I know, people have done that before when they consistently drop the song. But we start going to Chris Rockaway's studio every Sunday. And then after like the first session, we did like 3 or 4 songs in one session. And we were just getting one mixed down. We're like, okay, we could drop this tomorrow. We got to get our work, blah, blah, blah. And then we started tossing the idea of an EP. And then we just kept going every Sunday. So, 4 months of recording and pulling in guest features and pulling in outside production. We've been in the studio every Sunday for 4 months straight, man. And we recorded about 40 songs. We had to narrowed it down to a solid 13, I believe, a couple of bonus tracks for like a deluxe edition. But it really just started as us kind of just rebonding and reconnecting. It was the first time in a long time was able to get everybody's attention on one thing at one time, and a lot of people have asked us like, hey, y'all should do an album, like years past. And it was never the right time for us to all sit down. A lot of us were still getting our footing on our solo stuff, before we could ever get to a place where it's like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's on and knock it out,
No, and to me, to get that many people, which there's like 9 or 10 of y'all, to get that
it's
many...
10 total. Yeah.
10 total. So to get 10 different minds, or at least the majority of 10 different minds, even to get 3 different minds on the same track is a very, very hard task. How is it being in the studio with that many people and trying to, one, balance the song out itself, and two, to balance the egos? Because we as rappers, we as people in hip-hop have tremendously big egos when making music, because that's just the nature of the beast. That's what that was like the embryonic stages of hip-hop was this egotistical, flagrant rapping. So how do you balance the song and the ego?
Oh, man. That is a great question.
I asked it, Hash Brown. Come on now. We're on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying. That was a great question. I don't have the one size fits all answer for it, because I really don't know. I don't know what it was about us coming together and this album and the idea of us putting an album together. I don't know what it was, but it struck a chord with everybody individually. To make them want to put forth the effort and stay the course. Of course, there's egos involved. I don't think it was ever, with us, it was never like, oh, I need to be on this song because I'm better than this person. It was never really egos amongst ourselves. It was just like, taking direction from each other. Sometimes with a lot of people, you can have too many chiefs, not enough Indians, is the phrase. You can have, because we're very, everyone's strong, everyone has strong personalities, man. It really was, I'm not gonna say it was a miracle, because everybody, like all my brothers, my sister, everyone's good people, So at the end of the day, things weren't never gonna really get out of hand. It was just like, okay, sometimes some people need to step up, sometimes some people need to sit down and play and follow a lead or play their role or come through and, okay, I'm going to come through and lay down his verse. All right, boom. What else we need to do? But everyone had the mentality to get it done. So I think that's what it was. It never got to the point where someone was like, oh, man, I don't think this is a good idea. Because I think if that would have happened, that may have killed it, in you know, dead in the water. But everyone believed, so I think that's why we were able to, you know, to not run into those issues that you probably would run in with a group of 10 artists.
Oh, man. God bless you, Hash Brown. 10. Every time you say 10, I'm just like, whoa. It's just, yeah. I don't even understand.
I took the lead on a lot of things just because I wanted to, you know, that's what I do. It's one of my strong points. Like, I do this, you know, outside of my music life. I work in sales management, so I'm always coaching people up or trying to bring a group of people together for a vision. So it's something that I will say that I am good at, you know what I'm saying? And I just kind of translated that to us. But everyone else has their strengths, you know. John was very good at communicating things when, you know, at times where people might have been frustrated with each other. Same thing with Floss. So it's, you know, and Rob is a great thinker. He had a lot of great ideas, a lot of things to make us think, maybe think differently or having a different approach to our sessions. You know, for a while there, we never listened to the playback of any song. He was kind of inspired by Tupac. Tupac would, you know, he would just get in the session, record the song. A lot of times people spend a lot of time smoking, drinking, laughing, listen back to the song a thousand times, but you're wasting time. So we didn't even know what stuff sounded like until the very end of the session. We would just record as much as we can and just move on to the next song. Okay, what is this song about? And whoever had a verse or a hook idea, that's the person that would lead that song. So Shaolin Blow, we'll make it full circle for you. Shaolin Blow was a beat that Rockaway made for Kid the Great, and he laid down his verse and hook, and it was supposed to be on his album. He was working on his solo stuff at the same time, but it was so good. We definitely kind of strong armed it from him and said, "Hey, we're gonna put it on a group album." So that's how we got our first single. So Kid took the lead on that particular song. So that's kind of like, I can tell you stories behind every song. You know, we probably do that at a later time when the actual project comes out, but that's kind of how it was. It was like, whoever has a hook in the verse, and if people were feeling it, hey, that person is driving that song. And there were some songs that that's all it had. All it had was a verse because people weren't feeling it and just never got done. So it can go either way.
So let me ask you this. Shaolin Blow, it's Kid the Great, John Doe, Thorogood, yourself, Rob J, and who else? I'm drawing a blank.
KID.
So y'all six.
Kid. It's Kid, John, KID, Thorogood, Rob J, me, and Dustin. Dustin Prestige.
So seven. Now this
is
going to be a very hard task, okay, that I'm about to ask you. But you know that there's a lot of parallels between hip-hop and professional wrestling. So what I'm going to ask you is to equate each of the seven verses to a professional wrestler. Who's Kid? Ooh. Who's John? Who are you? Who's Thoreau? Let's do it right now. Let's start with Kid the Great. Man. Who would Kid the Great be?
Kid the Great would be, who was that guy? He would be Rick the Model Martel.
Kid the Great would be Rick the Model Martel.
Yeah, man, because he's very, like, he wants to shine. Like, and that's one thing I love about Kid. Like, Kid wants to shine, man. In the video, he's playing with his ponytail. This shit is hilarious. I just feel like, he's a fan of himself. Like, that, but that's not like a, that's not a slight against him. That's not a bad thing. Like, he loves his music. You know, he loves his verses, his voice. Like, and that's, I mean, you know, sometimes you do have to have that self-confidence, man. I don't think it's arrogance, but I definitely, it's a very, I think that fits him well.
Okay, I like that answer. Okay, let's go. Next is John Doe.
John Doe. You know what? I think John Doe is Mr. Perfect.
Okay.
Because his verse was very, for a long time, this song sat in our Dropbox, and it just had Kid and John's verse. And John's verse was really, They're both, all the verses on the song are dope, but I felt like John's verse made me rewrite my initial verse, and I think Rob J's verse definitely made me rewrite my verse again. So I wrote three different verses for this song before I was comfortable with what I had. But John is a perfectionist. His flow is always on point. It always sounds like he's supposed to be a rapper.
Okay, I like that answer. Okay, and then next we have K.I.D.
K.I.D. K.I.D. came through like, on that track, he came through like Legion of Doom, man, like Hawk and Animal, like a one-man Hawk and Animal.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Let's see, who's next? Thorogood's next, right?
Thorogood. Ooh. I don't know, man. I'm gonna give him Shawn Michaels.
Oh my God, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking Shawn Michaels. Okay, why do you say Shawn Michaels?
His verse was kind of like a showstopper, actually. His verse makes you like go, oh shit, in the middle of the song. Like, this is, it helps build off the momentum that was set, but his verse takes it to another level. So I think he has a flair for the performance theatrics, because his verse is very, very technically like sound and very like, it's still the show a little bit.
Okay, I like it. And then who was that? Was it Rob J after Thorogood?
Rob J verse is like the Undertaker, man. It's just, he creeps up on you, and it's lyrically, that's probably one of my favorite verses out of all of them. But I definitely got to say that the Undertaker, because he can kill. Like, he didn't have to get crazy with his volume or raise his voice or do anything, any sound effects really. It was more like he was going to kill you slowly, you know.
Okay,
yeah, I
like where we're going here. Okay, and then you're next, right?
Yeah, I'm after Rob. So,
who is Hash Brown?
Who am I? Hello. I think I'm gonna go for Ultimate Warrior, man.
Okay, rest in peace. Why Ultimate Warrior?
Because I wanted my verse to sound as rambunctious or as like intense as the beat. So I definitely try to channel a little Ghostface Killah. That's one of my favorite rappers. But it was definitely, it was more one of my more animated performances, and I think Ultimate Warrior is definitely animated and definitely hype. So that's why I would choose him.
Okay, I like it. And then to close it out, Dustin Prestige.
Dustin Prestige, man. You know what? Dustin Prestige is—he's Sting.
Oh, Sting, the Stinger. Which Sting? Are we talking like Surfer Cut Sting, or are we talking black and white face paint?
I think we're doing black and white Sting.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that is because the song was done for a while, and Dustin is Dustin, and the people that know him, like I know him, know exactly what I'm saying. But he may have missed a couple of sessions, and then he would just pop up, and he would have like three or four verses, and it would all be tight, and we'd be sitting there like, Jesus, like where you been, man? Like we need more Dustin on the album. I remember saying that. I remember John saying that too. So when he came through, and we were kind of thinking like Shall and Blow is kind of done, you know, if we get one more verse, cool for somebody, that's cool. But it was a great song already. But when he laid down his verse, it was just like, damn, this fool came out of here out of nowhere and just kind of killed it, you know. So that reminds me of the black and white thing where he wasn't saying shit to people. He had that bat in his hand.
And he was just going. He was just going to work.
Yeah, he was just going to work. It wasn't gonna be no talking. I'm not gonna overhype this for you. I'm not gonna dress it up for you. I'm just gonna whoop some ass.
Word. Well, I like that we did that. Yeah, I think you had some really great comparisons there.
Yeah,
I agree with pretty much every one of them. Okay, so Nonpareil's coming out soon. When can we expect the album?
Oh, album. We have no release date, man. But it's looking like end of this year. It won't be 2015, and the album hasn't come out. It's definitely coming out this year. So, you know, look for it, November, December time. in time for the holidays. This is our first single, so our focus has really been on is on Shall and Blow. We are in the process of figuring out what the next, you know, two or three songs that that we'll be able to put out as singles, possibly before the album comes out. So look out for that too. Definitely November, we should have another single for you guys. But yeah, man, holiday season, Nonpareil will be available everywhere.
Definitely, and this is the we also want to say that we have a podcast together coming out. Actually, it'll probably be out by the time they're hearing this. It is Nerds or Geeks. We named it On the Air. It's a comic book movie retrospective, whatever. I don't even know what to call it, but it's fun. We had a lot of fun doing it. We're gonna bring it to them every other week.
Every 2 weeks. Nerds or Geeks, man. We're gonna talk about movies, comic books, sci-fi, TV shows, all that jazz, all that stuff we like to geek up about. So.
Definitely. So much stuff coming. Hash Brown, I appreciate you taking the time, my brother, to come on the show. This time I made sure you didn't even have a microphone in your hand so we couldn't screw it up. And and I'll be talking to you soon, man.
All right, brother. Peace. You have a good one.
All right, man. You too. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.
Oh, Brad, what have you done?